Dick Butkus was a two-time All-American at Illinois, selected by the Bears with a third pick in the 1965 draft. But Butkus never imagined his hometown team calling his name on draft day. One of his coaches at Illinois received a not-so-flattering appraisal of Butkus by way of telegram from the Bears organization.
Bert Ingerson, who played with Halas, was our defensive line coach, and he told me that week or a week before that that he got a telegram from the Bears, like saying that how I slowed down, you know, on pass defense, and he didn't think of, you know, keeping it or showing me. He just told me about it. So I said, why are we? And then when he said, oh, we're going to go visit the Bears, I'm like, well, why? They sent this telegram. I mean, surely Bert wouldn't lie about it when he played with Halas. I said, well, we'll clear that up. Well, okay. So we go over there, and there was Halas, Muggsy, and George Allen. And so we go in, and, just clear something up. First of all, Dick claims that there was a telegram sent to the university to Bert Ingerson, a guy named Coach Bert Ingerson, and the old man, yeah. And Dick wants to know why we're here, because it was kind of like a derogatory telegram. The attorney says, well, why don't you check and get it, and let's clear this up, you know, to clear Dick's mind about it. You know, and the old man says, yeah, George, and Muggsy says, yeah, George, go get the telegram, I'll straighten this up right now. And so he leaves the room, and the old man says, I'm sure that was a mix-up or whatever. We sent it out to everybody. So Allen comes back in, he said, guess what? They lost that one telegram. Oh, really? Oh, okay. Sure enough, it was drafted by the Bears for unknown reasons. You know, how unusual.
So you're sitting across from George Halas.
Yeah.
As a Chicago kid.
Yeah.
Experience and a lifetime. What was it like?
Well, I'll tell you about the time that I thought he was going to take a poke at me. Because I went in there at the end of the year, because I was there to pick up my mail and stuff. And I said, Coach, I don't think you really want to win here. And he got up. He stood up and leaned, you know, put his hands on the table. And I went, whoa. He said, what do you mean by that? You know, and I said, I don't think you really want to win here. He says, what are you talking about? I says, listen, you almost, in fact, started this league 50 years ago. Who's in the Super Bowl now? He said, I think it was Miami and Dallas or something. I said, yeah, two expansion teams. You started this all, and here we are watching some of these new teams in the Super Bowl. So he sat back down, and I said, who are we going to get? You know, I said, when we get them, you'll know. And that was it.
Butkus was also drafted by the Denver Broncos of the American Football League. That was nice, but Butkus was born to be a Bear. And at that time, he inked what was a rare no-cut contract offered by Mr. Halas.
What happened, the AFL was offering, and the NFL started offering no-cut contracts. Problem was, a lot of the guys that they signed really didn't pan out. And given these no-cut contracts, they stopped that. So after the first couple of years, they said, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a no-cut contract, three-year no-cut contract. Oh, really? Yeah. Here's three contracts. Sign up. And that last paragraph is like, you know, you don't play, you're through. So, but on my contract, it was one document, and the first was 5 years, the first contract. And I was lucky. He put in a real no-cut clause.
What great fortune to have back-to-back picks in the 1965 draft. Fortunate to take Butkus third, the Bears had the next pick at number four and selected University of Kansas star Gale Sayers. In his rookie season, Sayers set an NFL record with 22 touchdowns and tied another mark by scoring six touchdowns in that phenomenal performance against the 49ers.
Gale's game against the 49ers, what do you remember?
Yeah, I remember, because I was on some of those, well, all the special teams except kickoff team at that time. And, that was the last thing I used to say in the huddle, man. You know, everybody make two blocks. If just a couple of us make two blocks, the guy's gone. And it just so happened. That's what happened. I often kid Dave Wilcox from the 49ers. He says, "Man," he just shook his head about the performance. And I said, "You know, the funny thing about it, he should have scored another one." Halas took him out on the 2-yard line and put John Arnett in there for a gimme touchdown. It would have been his seventh. He should have had 7.